Okay, we're talking about these small town mayors who have sent a letter to the governor over the weekend. They'd like a meeting, and they'd like to see some of their businesses start to reopen. That's their hope. They're hoping the governor will take action. Let's talk to one of them. Mayor Greg Jury of Loves Park, Illinois, is on the line with us. Mayor, how are you?
Hi, Anna. I'm great. Thank you for having us. I also just want to let you know I have Tim Savage, the village administrator of McChesney Park, who was with us in writing the letter to the governor also.
Thank you both. Hi, Tim. Thank you both for joining us, because I think a lot of people are trying to understand what it is you're asking for here. Is it that you want all businesses to open, small businesses, or what would be the proposal that you're trying to suggest for Governor Pritzker?
I guess what we're asking right now is some consideration in allowing the businesses as determined as non-essential, even though we determine every business as essential in the city of Loves Park and McChesney. And obviously the owners feel it's essential. But what we're trying to do is ask him if the social distancing and the other guidelines that were put out by the state and the CDC work at the big box stores, you know, why can't it work at the small stores they're lucky if they have two or three people in them at a time. So they practice social distancing every day. So we would love the opportunity to, you know, allow them to go to work, follow the particular guidelines, and we would be there to enforce it. So that's what we're hoping. We're just trying to set up some conversation, and if we have to do it in stages, that's fine. But at this point right now, if we go too much longer, a lot of these small businesses in towns like ours are not going to be around.
That's the sad reality. You start seeing even medium-sized businesses look at the bottom line and say, are we going to be able to keep the lights on at the end of this whole thing? And some of them are getting that PPP, but it looks like as if a lot of the smaller businesses are not getting the same sort of access to those loans, and at least in that first batch, as the smaller businesses would like, as much as the big businesses seem to have taken up a lot of those. And at least initially, what happens next, I don't know. Are you hearing of anybody in your towns getting that kind of help from the government? Is that helping?
There are some local businesses that have gotten some of the payroll protection loans and some of the other ones, but a lot of them now we're hearing they've run out of the funds. So a lot of these businesses are setting their number one, not bringing any revenue in. Now they're not getting any funds, and it's difficult right now. And we just like to try to come up with a plan, and you know, hopefully the governor. We can't be the only ones in the state of Illinois that are maybe we're the only ones asking. But I'm sure there's a lot of them that are thinking, why can't we do the same thing?
Tim, you've been instrumental in putting this whole thing together. You got the small mayors together. What's on your mind today? If you had a meeting with the governor right now, what would you tell him?
Well, first and foremost, I thank him for his early leadership in the efforts that he and his team undertook to get us where we are now, especially in Winnebago County, where we have flattened the curve. The number of cases is relatively under control. And the second part of that message is, because we've been successful, let's not treat the whole state as a one-size-fits-all and address areas of the state differently with different measures, different levels of control on activities and venues, so that we can get part of the state open, we can get the areas that are under control open again. And, you know, today's hot spot may not be next week's hot spot. So I think that we need to apply and ask him to apply a different set of standards in different regions, depending on what they're experiencing at the time.
The one thing you commonly hear is that smaller areas are not necessarily equipped to be able to handle an overload of patients should that happen. Is that concerning for you?
In our area, in Winnebago County, we have three good-sized health systems to be able to take care of, you know, the COVID-19 virus that's happening right now. And I would say, you know, based on what we're hearing, they're not at capacity. And the downside for them is they've also stopped the elective surgeries. So all these hospitals have obviously, you know, room, and the cases are way, way short of what was the original projection also in Winnebago County.
You also told me off air, Mayor Jury, that you don't have the municipal taxes, that that's another issue for some of the smaller villages and towns and municipalities.
Correct. The City of Loves Park, the Village of McChesney Park, and the Village of Cherry Valley, who are three of the five people that signed on to this, we do not collect a municipal property tax. Where we do the sales tax, and the income tax, and obviously the gaming tax, but we do not have a municipal tax, levy a municipal property tax, which, you know, we've been very successful in surviving. We've done a good job, these communities have, without it. But we don't have that little bit of cushion that another municipality might have. So when you know, our three biggest income streams are basically either shut down or almost all shut down, period.
Mm-hmm. You just you heard from the mayor of Rockford was not on board with your plans. You just heard from the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, in Chicago, who said that we can't have a patchwork in the same region, let alone the same state. They're concerned that that won't help, that it'll set us back. Does that resonate with you at all, what they're trying to say?
Well, and I've, you know, we've heard the same from a couple other people. They said they don't need something hodgepodge. Well, we're just asking that the small businesses are allowed to open and be treated the same as the big box stores that are open. And we're not asking for any further restrictions on the big box stores. We're just asking you to allow the smaller stores, which would actually help the social distancing in the big box stores, because you'd have more options for the people that need those products. We're just asking to be treated the same. So it's not really a hodgepodge system. It would be somewhat the same as what those locations are practicing now.
So you'd like to see like the barbershops and the hair salons and that kind of thing be able to open but practice social distancing. Am I hearing you right?
Yeah, and you know what? If you're not comfortable getting your hair cut, then it's your choice. You can stay home. But these people, you know, they have bills to pay, they have rent, and at some point we're going to, I think, you know, a lot of these municipalities are really going to be hurting right now. Mm-hmm. So,
and there are additional protocols that can be put in place for those types of salons. Go ahead and mandate the mask. We wouldn't be opposed to that. The service provider can wear masks. They can do extra sanitation. So we think that the small businesses, medium-sized businesses, really had the capability and the willingness to put in whatever measures it takes to keep people safe. And it's really not about municipal revenue as much as it is getting these businesses open. Yeah. We'll weather the storm. We'll get through it. But our primary concern are these small businesses and medium-sized businesses. Get the retailers and service providers, the small service providers back open again.
Yeah, and like Tim said, we've had multiple conversations with these store owners. They are willing to do whatever it takes to open up. So the guidelines that we put in front of them or that the state has already put out for all these other locations, they will not have no problem abiding by.
Yeah. We're hearing from one listener says, 708 says, if the smaller towns or counties open, how would you manage the influx of people that would go there from non-opened communities? Is that something you've thought through about whether or not people would then come to your town?
Yeah, and if they did, we'd still have to follow the same, you know, you're going to be able to only have so many people in a building, and if it's full, it's full. I mean, you're still going to have the guidelines. So that's just, you know, that's what happens, I guess. We're going to make sure that they follow the rules, no matter if they're coming from Kane County, Cook County, or our Winnebago County.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, health is the number one concern right now, and I think getting people back to work when it's safe is the second. It's hard to know when that is, but I think all of us, we appreciate that you're sticking up for your businesses. You certainly don't want a surge of cases there. You certainly don't want to do anything that would make this curve do anything other than flatten, which is what's keeping us all at home and it's all of our goals right now.
Yeah. Like I said earlier today, you know, our number one concern is the health of our residents, and we don't want to hurt that, but we feel that we can put the right precautions in, out there so that people can still open up and they can still go to work and provide money for their families so they, you know, they can survive moving down the line.
All right. Mayor Greg Jury of Loves Park, Illinois, and Tim Savage. He's with McChesney Park Village. He's an administrator there. I appreciate both of your time, and let us know. Keep us posted if you get a meeting with the governor or what happens moving forward.
Thank you for your time. Thanks appreciate that.